Stories of the Virgin After the Crucifixion. The painting by Giotto's student, Stefano Fiorentino, exemplifies one of the ways the master's manner was interpreted by his direct successors. Stefano was mentioned in many literary sources. Giorgio Vasari indeed dedicates an entire chapter to him in his Lives of the Artists, writing that he painted in such a sweet and concerted manner that it seems almost impossible to have been painted in those times. The narration by images begins on the south wall with the announcement of death to the Virgin, which is followed by the episode in which the apostles arrive, guided by angels. The funeral procession, depicted on the west wall, also shows the attempt of the chief of the Jews to overturn the litter. The entombment of Mary and the Dormition of the Virgin Mary are narrated on the north wall. Over the entrance into the presbytery is the Assumption and Glorification of the Virgin Mary, held inside a rayed and flaming sphere. This fresco is one of the most important works of the 14th century. It was an ambitious project, especially for the representation of space and the capability to depict the story along four walls without interruptions and even overcoming technical constraints posed by the architecture: corners, buttresses, arches, and intradosses. The classical nature of the composition and the delicate chromatic passages reference the aesthetics of the poetry of Petrarch, which in those years permeated Italian culture and was particularly diffused in the lands of the Visconti, due to Petrarch's presence in Milan. The executive technique, readable despite the deterioration of the pictorial surface, appears very refined. We can perfectly discern the red lines of the preparatory sinopia, which was probably executed by Stefano himself on all four sides, and we can sense the use of stencils in the diffused gilding. Responsibilities at the work site must have been divided among specialized masters, each assigned to a different task. In addition to the master who authored the drawing and painted several faces, there were also specialists in rendering the perspective lines, the faces, the bodies and clothing, the borders and gilding.